Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. To see that the Feds hike the interest rate 0.75 points again as inflation surges.
Right.
Did you see that?
I saw that, but that stuff
just keeps scrolling.
I gloss right over because I don't understand it. So
yeah.
There are certain things I will never understand.
Right. Yeah. I think sometimes you're better off just not caring about stuff like this.
Who do I pay now? That's it. That's what I do. Who do I pay now?
Yeah.
Yeah. My
wallet. Who's getting in my pocket
Who am I paying now?
Right. That's a good philosophy.
It's less stressful that way.
It's nice and easy.
Who am I paying now?
Why figure this stuff out? It's never going to end.
Exactly.
I'm always going to get screwed.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Just bend over and accept it.
It's a lot
just
easier.
Become submissive.
That's a good philosophy prison
yep.
and for life in general.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Just
take it.
Yeah, just take it. Just get used to it. It only hurts first.
Do you
time.
Have any interest in knowing if yesterday's rate hike is good or bad for
Oh,
us?
Yeah. I'd like to know.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to know.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean,
yeah, me
you
too.
Know, yeah, that's about as far as my extent goes as far as like learned standing, comprehension.
Yeah.
So just not good with that stuff.
No. No, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's talk to Kyle, the teacher, who's going to simplify this for us. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks again for having me on.
Oh, and, please. It's always great.
AJ, I hope I can help.
Well, good luck.
All right, so try to answer these questions for AJ.
Yes, please.
Like act
okay.
as if you're
so,
talking to AJ.
Right, talk
what
slow
does
and loud.
The interest rate hike mean for us?
Right, so let's go nice and slow. So understand that it wasn't 75 additional points. They use a rater-based number from 0 to 100. So they raised it 75 basis points. And it sounds complicated, but if you take, right, they have a multiplier, right?
Hold on, you're already losing us. So
okay.
0.75, is that 0.75 points? Or what is that?
So, right, the rate before yesterday was 2.25, okay, 2.25. And this is what's called a suggested rate. So any federal loan, you're going to get 2.25. If they added 75, it would have been 3 points. What they did was instead use basis points, and they multiply it by 3. So 75 times 3 is actually 250.
Yeah.
So instead of it going up to 3, it's now at 2.5. Which in economic terms,
why wouldn't they write the story?
So
it's at 2.5. Went from 2.25 to 2.5.
Well, so
why wouldn't they just write it like that?
Right. Well, when people write economic news, they want to do exactly what they did and confuse people because it causes panic, confusion, and ultimately more spending.
Okay, so you recognize that.
When, in fact,
confusion is what we do.
Yes,
really
yeah.
well.
It's been my life confused.
It's what I deal in every day. So,
but wait, before we get into this, Kyle, is
yeah.
this a good thing? A bad thing? Could be good. Could be bad. Where does it fall on the scale here?
So right now, it's a thing. It's not good. It's not bad. But understand that interest rates represent the cost of borrowing money. Okay. So AJ wants to go and buy a house. He's going to have to go to some kind of lender, and they're going to issue him an interest rate to their benefit. Now, it's not going to be 2.5 because 2.5 is a suggested federal rate.
That's what the feds are selling money to loan, banking institutions for. They then put their cut
absolutely.
On top of it.
Right, so they want like 2.75.
So
they have a good deal. They're buying money from the government
right.
at a low interest
and
rate,
making
and they tack
it.
Money
they,
on. To,
right.
Yeah. Good for them.
And they make out every time. So when I bought my house in October, I got a great rate at 2.75, which is unheard of right now because most people are north of 3 or 4. So AJ buying his house right now with the rate hike is getting screwed. But, you know, but just don't bend over yet and accept it. Because
are you sure?
Promise. Rate hikes just mean it's more expensive to borrow money. So how do you avoid that? Stop borrowing money.
That's what they're trying to do, right? They're trying
yes.
to get people to slow down on the spending because the price of goods keep going up because demand is so high.
Right. So less demand, it goes down.
Right.
You got it. So right, understand that in the last 6 years, the United States Treasury and government has printed over $2 trillion, thus creating massive inflation. And more or less because of the pandemic, supply chain, X, Y, and Z, we are in a recession, whether anybody wants to admit it or not.
I will be here
to say that we are in a recession.
And that doesn't mean that's a horrible thing. It just means it has slowed down.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, it was craziness. Okay, so slowing down, it's not depression, okay? We're not going to be eating sand and like shoe leather.
Just slowing down.
It's just slowing down from an insane cycle.
It's everybody take a breath.
Yeah, it's okay.
Right. Take a breath.
You can say the word recession and not want to run and hide.
Right.
Right. So, you know, and when people report about the rate hike and, understand that in the last 40 years, there have been 42 rate hikes. So this is nothing new.
Yeah.
Right.
So the reason why this inflation
is unreported.
So let's just get, before we move on, the reason why there's super crazy inflation now is all the free COVID money.
Yes.
Right. Everybody had money.
Yep.
They all went out and spent. I was like, wow, I got COVID money. I'm getting extra money per month for sitting home. I'm going to buy a car. I'm going to buy things. I'm going to buy stuff for the house.
Right.
That was shortages that were actually due to COVID. Workers,
right. And then
lines shut down, factories shut down, all that caught up to us. So there was less. And people say, well, there's less, but more demand. So I'm going to charge more for this now. And then there's the fake COVID costs where companies are like, why would I produce more now and hire people when I can make a tremendous amount of money with less workers?
Yeah, doing nothing.
Yeah, so there's that, and then the fuel prices went up.
Yep,
and you could argue why, but we all know we can't. You know, we're not going to argue that they went up. So they went up.
They did. Yep.
So those four things together.
Absolutely, those contributing factors hurt us. You know, you add in that Russia has tightened the belt on oil, and we're not really drilling. And I don't really advocate for it, but America needs cheaper fuel somehow, some way. So drill, baby, drill.
Yep.
But more so, right, what does it mean for us and how do we prepare ourselves? Well, you need to be financially smart and tighten your belt as well. One, you can always and should increase your income, right? More
That's
money
right.
coming in, paying the bills.
Yep, that'd be nice.
Number two would be reduce spending and more so the frivolous spending. Right, because if you can't pay your bills, why are you going out and getting an 80-inch flat screen and nice new clothes and Starbucks?
Because it's fun.
Don't have that.
That credit card is a real dangerous thing. I remember my first one. I was like, wow, this is great.
I've not been spending.
Walk into a store and walk out with stuff.
Exactly.
Right.
All you do is flash a card.
And thank you for introducing point number three: is pay down your debt, especially any credit card or loan that is very high interest. We're talking 16 to 22% on a lot of credit cards. So if you have a major
balance,
you need to fight it down.
I remember I bought a house. You know, anytime you walk into a house and you're saying to yourself, this house has a lot of potential.
Yep.
That means you're going to be at Home Depot every Saturday.
Do a cars.
And you're going to be in debt and you're going to be in dust and you're going to be in construction for a long time.
This car has potential.
But I put everything on a card.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting there one night looking at the card, figuring out if I do $200-$300 a month, you know, it was like 30 years.
I'll be paid off by 90.
I'm like, holy crap.
I can die here.
I eventually sold the house, made a great profit, paid off the credit card, never got into debt after that.
But
man, it's so important.
Yeah.
If you're just starting
really
out with a credit card, really talk to people who have screwed themselves.
Right.
Really learn from people who have done the wrong thing.
Use it once and cut it up.
It's such a dangerous thing to have in your wallet.
Yeah.
If you're not disciplined.
It's lethal. Keep it home.
At a young age, you know, people go out into the world and assume $100,000 of debt for education and they get a credit card and now they're, you know, $200,000 in and they're making 60 to 70 grand a year.
If they're
lucky. Doesn't add up.
Right. You're right.
And that brings us to the final one is that everybody, and I myself included, I don't have it, you need to have a 6-month emergency fund. you need to be able to be able paying your bills for half a year in case of.
Like with money or?
I have like 6 days. Yeah. I have like 6 days in my
pictures of your feet.
Right. Whatever.
Yeah.
With money.
Yeah, that's not how.
No, and it's for many Americans, myself included, and I have four jobs. It's near impossible.
Four jobs.
Wow.
Four. I mean, I'm recession-proof, but just barely.
Do you have kids?
I do. I have four-month-old twins, and finding formula is near impossible, but wow. You know what? I can afford it.
It's funny. That story went away.
Get good money for it.
Not for parents who need it.
Yeah.
But you don't see it anymore. It's not like, hey, it's day 300 of the crisis or whatever.
Yeah, there was no solution
just went away.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still the same.
Still the same, but you don't hear about it anymore.
Nope. It is because the one major plant has shut down two different times. So while I have two children that have acid reflux and require a specific, formula, it is near impossible to find. So I am like scavenging. I'm going to CVS and Walmart often.
I know all of this sounds bad, but we just need to put it in perspective. If you fly over to another country now, talk to someone in the military.
Yeah.
You go over to another country right now, they're like drinking out of ponds that are contaminated with feces.
Oh, doo-doo.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah,
we still have it good.
The river doo-doo.
We still have it good.
Oh, doo-doo-doo. We're in America. We're still pretty darn good. And if you have a job, you're doing better than most.
Kyle, you said you're recession-proof. What does that mean?
It means I work harder than my bills. It means, while I'm going to school, after school I tutor. And then on the weekends I coach. I do a lot. I also offer a lot of free, I consider it my job, but, I talk to you all about financial stability. I do a lot with people's portfolio. I give them advice and I help them work through tough times. And,
that's cool.
Many adults are like, oh, I don't know how to manage my anything. It's like,
that's how we sound.
How you doing? Good.
I don't know to manage my anything.
My voice is not so deep, but thank you.
Refrigerator not cold. I don't know.
Help me.
Just for the record, Kyle was so good on the show. He referred me to somebody who does finances. And
wow.
I've been moving stuff over to this guy, and he's been great.
When I get that dollar, I'll do the same thing.
Yeah, and and a lot of times it's us having good laughs, but at the end of the day, and I've stressed this before, it's still very safe to invest. Stocks are on sale, and the three stocks I'm looking at are three of the most recession-proof too.
Which ones?
Amazon, Google, and Apple.
Yeah.
These are three things people buy from. If you ask my wife on the front door, there's an Amazon box almost every other day.
Wow. That's why I bought it, just so I felt better every time a box or boxes.
I'm just keeping my stocks.
Trucks were camped out in my driveway.
And in the last month, Amazon and Google both did a stock split. So it's like pennies on the dollar for a stock that usually costs $3,000. It's only $120.
Wow. Exactly right.
So get in there early and often before it goes up to 1,000, and you're like, oh, I should have invested when it was on sale.
Right.
Everything is on sale. And,
Kyle,
for people.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish your point, please.
I was just going to say, and for people, I don't hit home runs every time. I put a ton of money into a company called DraftKings. I'm a firm believer of online gambling. And that was $75 a stock.
Now, when you say, stock, I was going to say, when you put money into them,
you mean you're betting
on the Yankees?
No. Let's
yeah,
go
not
back
the last
to point
2 weeks.
Two.
No, that would not be great.
No.
No more frivolous spending. No, no gambling. But to go back and buy a stock that I think is worth $75 to $100 at 15, it's called dollar cost averaging. It's like seeing a car that's 40 grand and getting it for 15.
I like
and then
that's
selling
right.
it eventually.
I love that.
You know what the problem is? No one sees the end where we're going to come out. Once that's apparent, when you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, that's when all the stocks go crazy.
Right.
It's very difficult to get in when things don't look great. Like, can you imagine buying real estate back, Malloy, and, not to get political, whatever. But when people were moving out.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you imagine buying something here? No one wanted to buy anything here. And then look what happened.
Yeah,
no one saw COVID. No one saw people moving in here.
Right.
And with bananas.
Right.
Yeah.
If you did,
when things are down, it's hard to say, I'm going to put things in.
Gotta look at the big
into
picture.
This burning building.
Gotta look at the big picture.
Real quick before you go, we're just talking about real estate in Connecticut and how it got hot. The real estate insanity was just caused by all of the same things we talked about. A lot of money out there, COVID, et cetera. Do you think the market, your opinion, will crash or soften?
Softening. Right now, there's still a lot of availability. There's houses for sale, and then there's a market for that. There's still like a lot of people having problems getting the house they want, so they are putting in a full and above asking offer, and they're waiving inspections. You know, they're doing, you know, panicked buying, which, you know, is always unsafe. You have to, within stocks and real estate, anything, finance, you need to do your due diligence, do your research, and then talk to somebody else about your risk. Because if you don't know your risk, you're going to go to zero.
Yeah, I think the media, because it gets more clicks, will call it a crash. Uh-huh. I think it's going to soften. Now you can't, you know, when things get this high, they come back down. They're not going to go below, my opinion, they're not going to go below 2020.
Yeah.
They're not going to go below 2019. No. It, you know, if you lose 10% on property value, you're still up 20 or more.
Yeah.
You know, right. And that's what needs to be focused on. It went up. It'll come down, but it's not going
to
be great.
Still a good time to buy, but based on your credit score and your risk, you need to get a good rate from a viable company. You know, if you're paying over 4%, it's not worth it. You're going to be gouged. So on a $500,000 house over 30 years, you're spending $1.1 million.
Wow. All right. So I got to go. I can see AJ's getting green.
Yep. I'm about to puke. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Kyle. Thank you, man. Appreciate
it. Thanks,
sir. The Mega Millions lottery is worth over $1 billion.
That's amazing.
Making it the fourth largest jackpot in history.
That's crazy. We're at a billion, and it's not even the top prize of all time. Right. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's dangerous money.
It really is. It really
dangerous
is.
Dangerous money.
Wonderfully dangerous,
it's
though.
Dangerous and also not dangerous at the same time. It's like, it's foolproof, really. Like I said, if you turn around, if you take the money you won and you split in half and put the half off to the side where you can't touch it in case you're a numbskull.
Some investment.
Yeah.
Even if it's a low interest, but I can't get this for 5 years.
Exactly, right. So this way you have time to calm down and not be an idiot and, like, you know, buy like a, you know, fur-lined sink or something, something stupid. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I know what you mean by dangerous, though. People start coming into your life that you don't know, and they promise you, I know what I'm doing, I'll help you.
Yeah, no.
But you go from a structure of, I have to work, and I put this away, or this is...
Right.
You go from a structure to completely, like, I could do whatever I want, whenever I want. It could really affect the person you are.
And yeah, maybe don't do it so soon. Just, like, live your life the way it normally was, and then go back to it later on. Be like, oh, that's why I have money.
You know what the one thing I've always wanted to do is?
What's that?
You know, and I'm going to do it in retirement. But,
what's that?
Is go on vacation somewhere and not have an end date.
Oh,
in other words, you just
one-way
go,
ticket.
Yeah, whenever you just
go to
come
Italy,
back, yeah.
And there's no timeline. We'll leave when we get bored.
Right.
Because I always, like, approach the end of a vacation like it's, you know, like, tomorrow we're leaving.
Yeah.
I'm always bummed. I'm like, oh, I could stay here.
That countdown is constantly
another
going.
Another week.
Yeah. Right. Maybe, like, stay until they ask you to leave. Like the police, for example.
Stay until I'm thrown
you have to leave before the police get you. Yes.
That's a fantasy.
Yeah, my fantasy to order an appetizer. You know what? I will have an appetizer and the soup.
Yeah.
Before the main course.
And I'm going to have dessert.
And I will have a second drink. Thank you.
Right. Yes. Right. Just not counting that money.
Right. Yes, I will have the potato skins.
Andre and Derby.
Yeah, my thing with that kind of money, I mean, people will kill you for $1,000. So how do you safely get it without, you know, being on someone's radar? Because you can't be an anonymous lottery collector in Connecticut.
That's right.
Right.
You have to stand there with a giant check and your name is released.
Or you hire a really good security
guard.
You
have to?
Yeah, I'd hire a bodyguard.
Well, everyone in your family is at risk immediately
of
being kidnapped.
I'd have a security force.
I mean, I've read and seen stories, you know, online about, like, there's one guy in Florida who won a bunch of money. Like, his niece was kidnapped and murdered and all this stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I never heard that.
Yeah, I think it was down south. I think it was in Florida as a lottery winner. And he wound up losing all of it.
That typically happens to lottery winners. There's some statistic. That
lottery curse, they say.
Yeah. People who win a tremendous amount of money usually end up broke.
Yeah. But you know what? There's also a lot of folks who won that didn't go broke. So
yeah. Right. Yeah.
These are the ones we're just hearing of. Because some folks are just knuckleheads.
Yeah, no,
and
you're right. That makes
money
a better
not,
story than the person lived happily ever after.
Exactly.
Let's listen
right.
to those stories.
Right. Yeah, who knows what the niece did? She might have gotten killed anyway for something stupid. Maybe she was like a meth addict and she like ripped somebody off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, something like that.
Well, there's plenty of people that, you know, win every year. There's people that win $1 million. But, you know, $1 million, it's funny. It's like it's no big deal anymore. Like someone wins $1 million, don't even talk about it.
It is funny.
Yeah.
Saying you're a millionaire is not as glamorous as it once
there's
was.
There's a lot of millionaires right. out there that, yeah. you know, that right. earned it. So you just kind of falling in place with everybody else.
Well, if a house is $500,000,
yeah,
I mean, you know,
yeah,
you're halfway there.
I mean,
there,
if you win $1 million, you don't go buying a $500,000 house. You buy something nice, but don't go nuts.
You'll end up getting
you hold on,
seven.
You hold on to something, you know?
Yeah.
We've definitely had a tribe member call in before that won, not like a top prize, but like 150 grand or something. And he's like, it was the worst thing that ever happened to me. My friends and family knew, and to this day, they will just ask me for money, and if I don't give it to them, they get mad and they don't want to talk to me.
Well, they're tough taillights.
No, but that sucks, man. Like, think about the people in your life that are closest to you. You have no idea. This money might not change you, but it will change people around you.
It will weed out the idiots, though, because the ones who are like, well, give me money or I'm not going to talk to you. Well,
that doesn't mean you're going to be a happier person.
See you later.
Well, they don't say that. They don't come up and say, give me money or I won't talk to you.
No, but
first they start with a heartfelt story.
Right,
of course.
And then you give them money, and then they come back around with another story.
And you say, you tell me it's because.
Right.
that's why I wonder about the whole anonymous thing. Like, is it you put it in a trust and no one knows that you're the recipient? Because I think somebody did that a few years ago in Connecticut. There was a huge jackpot.
They had the Red Gloves crew. They didn't even show their faces. They just wore the red gloves. So you couldn't even see, like, skin color or anything like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So maybe
what
that's
was
the
this?
Deal.
The red glove crew?
I remember there was
so
some kind
we
of,
didn't see their faces?
There was some kind of, like,
did not.
Yeah, a group of people who won, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a,
no, I remember
a,
AJ
like
was mad because it was people in Greenwich, and he assumed they were super wealthy.
Yes.
But
I can't
didn't realize
Greenwich.
They did this red glove thing. That's wild.
That's how they held up the big check, because you have to do it. So they it was named like the Red Gloves crew. Or so I'm making that color up. I don't remember what it was.
Well,
but they had gloves on.
Right.
So you couldn't see who it was. You couldn't see who the person was behind the check.
Oh.
You couldn't identify
so
them
they held
by their
the
hands.
Check up in front of their face.
All of them. It was like a group of three people, I want to say.
Wow. Okay, so if I want to.
If you do a trust, though, don't you have a representative that'll hold the check up for you rather than you?
I would just disguise myself like Joe Dirt or something.
Who's to say that the gloves
mullet
weren't the representation?
Mustache.
I have no idea.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
I think I remember something about that Greenwich story that they donated a small amount of money to some veterans thing.
Veterans thing,
because it
was
a tremendous amount of money, and we heard the amount that they donated.
It was like $1 million.
Yeah.
We won like mega boku millions.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
And, I remember we said $1 million.
You
and it was
cheap
like,
SOB.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's their money.
It's their
they
money.
Do,
it's,
they it,
it's
their
they
money.
Didn't have to donate that.
This
but they were
true.
Taking a lot of crap.
Yeah.
Because Greenwich millionaires weren't winning tons of money.
Yeah. Maybe if you like live in Greenwich, sit this one out. let some of us have
if
a chance.
If you're living well, sit this one out.
Yeah. If right now you're going, a bill just came, who cares?
You have a mailbox and cops.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, even those people... Unless you can live generations with a financial wall around you, I mean, you want more, you know?
Yeah. You know what?
So even if you're like paying your bills and you're like, okay, fine, I could pay my bills.
Yeah.
You still want that security for the future. Who the hell
knows
what healthcare is going to cost?
That's where the question of lump sum or, you know, the whole thing comes into play. Like if you get the lump sum, there's a chance, you know, you could blow it all. But if you get, you know, the long term... At least, you know, in 10 years, you still have some coming
in. Yeah, that's the thing I like about the long-term thing, not the lump sum, is the fact that for once, for the next 30 years, someone is giving me money, and I'm not paying it out. Someone owes me money for a change.
30 years? It's a long time. Do they pay you after you're dead?
They pay your family, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I believe we visited AJ before.
Yes, he said this on the air before we looked it up. Yes, they do.
That's worth a look then, because it's a hell of a lot more money than what they want to give you.
Right. Unfortunately, your family's probably going to grease you after that. Oh, because to us now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think the state still makes all the interest off that when you do the long term.
Yeah.
They're not losing out, trust me.
Yeah. You know what? I'll wait till it happens, and I'll decide I'm going to do the lump sum or pay me.
Mm. Yeah, let us know.
Yeah. And right now, I keep winning $2, so.
Kyle, the teacher we spoke to an hour ago, would say to take the lump sum, and his answer would be, you're able to invest smarter than the state or the government would do for you over the next 30 years.
Oh, yeah, duh. Right.
And who knows where the government's going to be 30 years from now.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. You may be able to invest smarter, but you know, if you don't know how to invest, at least someone else is doing it for you. Just pick up a check once a year. Yeah. A nice check.
Again, let me win first, and I'll get back to you.
Yeah. Problems we don't have.
Yep. Yeah, no, they're but it's fun to fantasize.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
All right. Thank you, Andre.
You got it. See you.
All right. So $1 billion, it's like one point whatever. Has anyone done the math on a one-time payout and taxes or any of that?
Let's see.
There might be a story, news story ready on it.
If you won any money with the lottery, any amount, call in.
Yeah. Just curious. I want to know you exist.
We want to talk to winners.
Yes.
1-877-764-2535. I was one number away from winning over $1 million.
Nice.
One number.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I had to check that ticket like 10 times.
Yeah.
I checked the date. I checked the game. I checked the number, right. And then I checked one number at a time again.
Yeah.
I checked it backwards.
Yeah.
I checked it again.
Then in a mirror.
Yeah.
Then under a moon.
All right. There is a website called afterlotto.com, and it is a calculator for how much you wind up with after taxes, lump sum, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So the state of Connecticut takes 6.99%. The estimated jackpot value, $1 billion and $2 million, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The lump sum option in Connecticut, one-time payout after taxes, would be $408,523,603.
That's
after everything.
Wow.
That's the money that you get to keep.
That's yours.
Basically 50% gone.
Yeah, really.
More.
Damn.
Yeah.
Right, you're still walking funny.
Yep.
Yep. It's amazing.
To be fair
to
AJ here, the annuity option paid over 20 years would be $703 million.
What if I was a church?
But you don't get it right away.
What if I became a church?
You have a year to do it.
Okay.
Right. Is it a year or 6 months to claim the ticket?
I think it's six months.
I would want to get there as fast as possible because I'd be afraid. I can't store the ticket. They're going to say there was a Connecticut winner.
Yep.
You're going to be acting funny.
Yep.
I'd have to get, like, I'd talk to an attorney immediately.
Sign the ticket first.
That's great advice.
Sign the ticket first.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So I ended up, it wasn't much, but it was back when my wife and I first got married about 32, 33 years ago. We did hit it for a little bit over $2,000.
That's great. It's so fun.
Yeah.
That's like fun money.
Yeah, it's found
like,
money.
I'm not putting this anywhere.
It's found money.
Fun with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I bought a killer stereo.
There you go.
Nice.
See?
Something you couldn't have otherwise.
Brought yourself happiness.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, guys. Have a great day.
Right, thank you.
Take another one, then we got to get to Jimmy Koplik.
All right.
Lots to talk to him about today. Alan Shelton.
Hey, AJ, if you want, I'll be your bodyguard. We can hang out together.
That's good to know. Thank you. Appreciate that.
What part of his body would you like to guard the most?
I'll just watch his back. I'll be good.
Okay, good.
I'll be watching the back of your head.
Right, that's the right answer.
Right.
Joe the Barber.
Yeah, I hit 5 out of 6. I was one digit. I had 41, came out 40. It would have been $2.5 million I would have hit.
What'd you get?
What did you end up getting?
I ended up getting under $2,000. It cost me $2.5 because I went out and bought my engagement ring, got married, had two kids, got divorced, raised my boys. That cost me $2.5 million.
There you go. Wow. Okay. Well, good for you for raising your boys.
Another success story.
Yeah, well worth it, brother. No price of money on that one.
Yeah, I got really lucky with that. I got 5 out of 6. And so apparently there were no other. I was the only one.
That's thing. How many people get that?
5 out of 6.
Yeah, it screws you up.
It ended up being $9,000.
Yeah.
And I got 6 after taxes.
Yeah, with my luck, I'll win a billion. Someone like 15 other people.
Okay, my name is AJ. It's a new name on a new night.
I don't sound like Kermit the Frog.
I got my flip flops.
Mm-hmm.
I got my race car.
Mm.
I got my anger. I got my hot coffee. I got my hot coffee.
I got people saying that Connecticut's haunted. The railway's not haunted.
Okay, well, hold on before we get there. So impersonate AJ. Do your best job.
All right.
Everybody on, no matter how bad, gets in the running for Steely Dan tickets.
See that?
Coming to the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport.
Then you can take me if you win. Since you impersonate me.
That's right, if you'd like.
Right.
All right. Calls are starting to come in.
Very good.
All right, what's your deal with Twitch now?
Everybody's saying that like 91 is haunted. It's not haunted.
Is everyone saying that?
A couple people are saying it's haunted, yeah. Yeah, and then the person's like oh,
wasn't the accident that with the truck the wrong way? Wasn't that 95?
That's 95, yeah.
Okay, why are we saying
91's haunted? I don't know.
Yeah.
Apparently, okay. Not all of Connecticut's haunted. No.
All right, now why?
You can't blame spirits for people not being able to drive.
Didn't you do that with your driveway?
Here. There's not haunting over here.
You had a couple accidents?
What happened to you?
Didn't you say that about your driveway because you had a couple accidents?
No. No, I didn't say about my driveway. A kid died in my driveway. I didn't say I had a couple accidents because of the kid.
No, but
I had a couple. I had an accident. Nothing to do with the kid. Nothing to do with the driveway.
Phil, do you remember something? Do you want to share?
He got out of the trunk. He like hurt his foot. He twisted his ankle on the roots.
Yeah,
the whole deal.
It's got nothing to do with the driveway.
That's what you said.
Yeah,
you're like, yeah. There's this spirit that's hanging around.
Right. Right, that's called a joke.
Just saying. We've heard this before.
I don't blame spirits for anything.
I feel bad for Amanda with that memory of his.
Right?
She cannot win an argument with
him. Oh, yeah, no, it's only a matter of time before she kills him.
Like, how many years? Like, 5?
I'm saying for a legal defense right now as we speak.
I have an area of Connecticut I'd like to haunt.
I got Norm on speed dial right now. Yeah, I may need you.
Johnny Tree.
Hey, I can't do it. I was good. You doing good this morning? I think I can try to get the words out for you. I don't know. What? The kid just pulled out in front. I don't know. I don't know.
All right.
Okay, so now do the impersonation.
Fake AJ. What are you doing this weekend?
AJ, what are you doing this weekend?
Okay.
I think I'm going to go to a car show with my car.
All right, he's doing fumbles. All right, like we said, everybody on gets in the running.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a special.
All right, we're playing Impersonate AJ.
Gotcha.
Trucker Kevin.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning, sir.
Hey, shut up, goose boy.
I like this one better. I like what you're doing here. Go with angry AJ.
I like he's not even changing his voice.
Angry AJ works.
Like, shut up, goose boy.
This weekend, I'm patching the ceiling in my kitchen. It's been going on for 3 years, but I'm still working on it this weekend.
Now, that's not me because I haven't done squat.
Have you touched that ceiling?
I came in this morning with my truck, and somebody's parked in 2 spaces. I can't stand it. I got to squeeze up against them.
Nice like Ronnie Dangerfield.
This is great.
Nice on Ronnie Dangerfield. You had it going good at first, Angry AJ. Then you went left. But thanks for trying.
All right, thank you. You're in the running. Everybody on gets in the running, by the way.
Right.
I like that one. That was pretty good.
Angry AJ is always the best way to go.
Have you ever fixed that ceiling?
Not yet, no.
No?
No.
There's still a hole in your kitchen ceiling.
Yes, there is, yes. Mm-hmm. I got bigger fish to fry right now.
That's right, bigger fish.
Yep.
Kevin in Westport.
Right, exactly, right. Oh, my God. Joanne Gardner beat me up and stole my shoes. I don't know what I'm going to do now.
Okay, I do the impersonation.
Diapers for now.
Diapers for now for what just happened.
Right.
All right, very good, Kevin.
Should we keep going?
Nah, you're good.
No, you're good.
You're
Thank
good.
You.
Yeah. It's amazing I'm getting white knuckles over here.
You don't like this?
It's lovely.
The tribe honoring you.
Right.
Clearly, they know a lot about your life.
Right. Honoring, yes.
Honoring. Impersonate AJ, everybody on in the running for Steely Dan tickets. Nick and Trumbull.
These are not man boobs. These are pecs. I've got flip-flops for everything, wedding flip-flops. Tell Amanda I got wedding flip-flops. And oh, by the way, I'm not a knucklehead. You're a goofball. I'm drinking gin in my garage this weekend, and I'm going to a car show. And hopefully I can make some money for my savings. Because I don't have a 401k, whatever that is. And, that's all, folks.
That was Chris from Life Goes On.
If I win, donate the tickets to the toy drive and auction them off, because I don't want to go. But give the money to have someone buy them. Give the money to the toy drive.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, Nick. That was pretty good. He covered a couple of things, and the first thing he said was very old school.
Yeah,
the man boobs.
Yeah.
Wow, that's going back.
That's
like
going
10
way back.
Years.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's probably when you first went to prison.
They're not boobs, guy. They're pecs.
Yep.
Diana from Weathersfield did a text version of an impression on Twitch. She wrote, "Phil, your head is going to get squozen."
I like that.
That's good.
I like that.
Squozen.
Squoze. Yep.
I think you actually said
I said squoze, yeah.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
Love it.
Classic. It's an AJ classic.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure somewhere that's legal. Squoze.
What do you mean legal?
I mean, you know, like an actual word.
Yeah. Used.
Yes.
Shifty in Milford.
Yeah. So anyway, I was curling like 300 pounds one morning. And then when I got to school, they called me to the office. So I got on my motorcycle. I rode it down the hallway. And when the principal came out, I put him on my shoulders and I started doing donuts with my motorcycle. That's all I got.
So Shifty minus the F.
So anyway.
All right. Thank you.
He's going to listen to himself then.
Yep.
Hey, man, we're celebrating you.
Oh, I know that. I'm reading Twitch right now.
No, okay.
Look for anything good.
Right.
So for nothing.
Normally, that when you start reading Twitch means you're out of the show.
Right.
You're just disappearing. Like, I'm not here anymore. I'm not listening to you people.
No, as far as you know.
Right. Impersonate AJ.
Yes.
Everybody on in the running for Steely Dan tickets. Nick in Hamden.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on over here?
Hey.
Everybody all right?
So you like this one better.
Yeah, I'm going to go down to the boardwalk this weekend and smack my sandals against my heels.
And you just lost me.
Sandals against
my heels. What are you doing? So funny.
I just like everyone's interpretation of AJ.
Right.
It's like asking a painting class. Everyone paint AJ,
and then
you take a look, and it's all different, takes on...
Yeah, apparently I'm an angry, stuttering a-hole.
Why wouldn't I be angry? So many idiots on the road, huh? What do you mean? What are you doing?
No idea what you're saying.
He's painting you as an angry Italian from New York.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's,
Because it's accurate. Like, what are you doing?
Because it's accurate.
All right, very good. Nick, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Ashley, want to take a turn on?
Oh, I think I should pass on this one.
Okay.
The only thing missing is the strong Long Island accent when he gets angry.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the only thing I haven't heard so far.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All okay. right.
Chaz and AJ.
Hello. After I checked my losing lottery ticket, I went to go put my clogs on, but there was a cat sitting inside each one.
Clogs. That's another throwback. Remember when you wore clogs?
That's years and years and years ago, yeah.
You've been around for a while.
Yep.
Like wooden clogs?
You're a high-ranking tribe
member.
Yes,
Dutch wooden clogs.
Well, you can hear you coming.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you. That was pretty brilliant. Hello, Michelle in Hamden.
Hi, I can't do his voice, but I have words.
You have words, okay.
I get I get shoved in this box every year to raise money for the toy drive. I walk around in a costume all around Milford to raise money. And nobody else. I have explosives coming out of my butt. I got clothespins on my nose. And then you guys all have the gall to make fun of me.
And she's kind of defending you,
yeah,
AJ. She's marking the nice things that you do,
right,
and then
right,
on
right.
top of all the nice things you do, we make fun of you.
Right. So thank you.
Yeah, that has to be your favorite, right?
So far.
Steve Miller, postpone.
Yes, Steve Miller will now say there's COVID infecting the band, so they have postponed the show a couple of weeks, so now it will be August 14th, Sunday, August 14th at the Amphitheater in Bridgeport.
Okay. All tickets honored.
Yeah, tickets are on it.
If you can't make it, refund or?
Absolutely refund.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah. So if you're looking to go to Steve Miller and get better seats than that were available, and there were only a few seats available.
Hang tight.
Hang tight.
Yep.
And we were talking about this morning. It seems like if it would have to be Steve Miller who had COVID, because you could just, like, if it's a bass player, you just have the bass tech get up and play.
Or a keyboard or something like that. You're in.
Well, it could be Steve Miller. We haven't gotten word of who it is, but you know, it's not easy to learn a set of music in one day. He's not on tour. I approached Steve Miller.
That's right.
Right.
Okay.
He's not on tour.
All right. So it's not like
We booked him last Sunday, this past Sunday, up in Saratoga. We booked him in Bridgeport for this Friday, and. He was booked this weekend up in New Hampshire and one place in Pennsylvania. So he was just coming out for a week and then going home.
Ah.
So it wouldn't be so easy in this case to get a set together with a new player.
Right.
Shawn Menendez canceled his whole tour.
Shawn Mendes.
Oh, that's
Menendez is one of those killer brothers.
Oh, it's Menendez. It's Menendez.
That's two of those killer brothers.
You know what? That's why I wrote that down.
Right, they got the bad wig. Yep, I remember. Yep.
The bad wig.
Yep.
Mendez.
God,
Mendez. Let's be very...
Yeah, Mendez, not Menendez.
Yes.
Those guys are not touring anytime
you
soon.
You do not want them at the Mohegan Sun.
They got one engagement only.
Mm. Well, he just went through a really bad breakup.
The Mendez, not the...
Yeah, Shawn Mendez.
Right, not the Menendez. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. I'm confused now.
Yes, he's canceled his tour. So we were going to have him this weekend at Mohegan Sun, but he's canceled his tour.
Wow.
That's a bummer.
And that was, he said mental health. It's just been tough for him on the road.
Mental health, don't know what's behind it at all. I maybe it's a woman. It could be, the woman. If you guys broke up with me, I don't know what I would do for a couple of weeks. That's for sure.
I know. I'd be on the couch right now in sweats eating Rocky
Jimmy
Road.
Would be skipping and singing. Why is Jimmy so happy?
Right. He's running down the
beach. He could sleep in on Thursday mornings.
Right.
No, I love doing this.
Bruce is sold out.
Bruce is sold out. Wow. Very happy about that. Bruce. Thank you very much. I know there was a lot of publicity about the ticket prices, but I will tell everybody, without getting too much into detail, that the average ticket price was the average ticket price of any concert. And the story about Platinum is an old story, not a new story. Most of our concerts have Platinum tickets. And as you know, people have seen on Judas Priest, some of the tickets in the front row, I set at $179.50, but people bought them for $499.50 for Judas Priest. And, the feeling was the scalpers, or brokers as they're called now, selling for that price. Maybe the money should go to the artist instead of going to the broker. And so in this case, I can tell you definitively that well over 90% of the tickets at Mohegan Sun were sold at regular ticket prices.
You know, it's funny because you don't read that. You read the headline, and it says, $5,000 Bruce tickets, and people go bananas and get angry.
Right.
But this is what happens.
Right.
You get angry at the headline. You don't read the details and look into the
what
research.
Happened.
Yeah,
actually.
Read the story.
It's the vocal minority. Out. This country has somehow built up the vocal minority to be louder than the quiet majority, and that's what happened here.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, over 90% of the tickets at Mohegan Sun were sold at the ticket prices that we set.
I read somewhere, and again, you can't believe everything you read,
right.
That there was an algorithm that when the demand went up, the price went up.
Oh.
Just like plane tickets, just like hotel rooms.
Right.
Stuff you order off of Amazon. It happens everywhere.
I don't know who this guy Al is.
Uber, right? Yeah.
As demand goes up and supply goes down, prices go up.
Right.
Every business does that.
Look at that.
It's just the case with the concert business. It happens that way, too.
And this is not something that you set up. People should know that.
Well, the promoters are in support of Platinum, so I don't want to pass the blame on to anybody. But we have fought ticket brokers our whole career for doing the very same thing, and the artist doesn't make the money. And we've always felt the artist should make that money. Why should the broker stand in line and buy the ticket for, let's just say, $150 and sell it for $1,000? It's just if it's the ticket's going to be worth $1,000. The seller of the ticket, the person who the concert is of, should get the $1,000.
Yes, I would like it to go to the person who wrote the songs,
right?
Who toured the world, gave up time with his family,
right? Not some guy
who went through record labels trying to drop them,
right?
But the empty clubs
did the work.
Yeah, did the decades of work. Yeah,
right.
I'd like the money to go there.
Now, the average ticket price at Mohegan Sun was in the mid-200s. It was 265 or 285. I haven't looked in the last few days. Somewhere around $285. That's the average ticket price for a Bruce Springsteen concert.
You would not have known that.
I find that incredibly reasonable. Reasonable.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And you would not have known that if you were just reading headlines.
Seriously.
Elton John's final New York City shows. Pretty poignant, don't you think?
Yeah, no question.
Yeah.
Other than Billy Joel, he's a guy who owns New York City.
Right.
And it's sad for me. I mean, my first Elton John show was in April of 1971.
Wow.
And he weighed half of what he weighed, and I weighed half of what I weighed. So, you know, he did handstands on the piano.
Wow.
He's not doing handstands on the piano, but I used to run, and I now trot.
Yeah, I was eating lunch on the piano.
He would wear those wild costumes, like the big giant duck suit and all this
fruit salad stuff.
But
like that,
was there like in his rider back in the day, would you have to find some space for all this? Would that be part of the hey, we're gonna need a lot of room for all these costumes?
Got a duck outfit over here.
Yes, we had to have a separate dressing room just for his costumes.
Wow.
Yep, separate room just for his costumes. We put a guard in front of it so nobody would go in there and steal.
Wow.
Right.
And only he and his dresser were allowed in that room.
That's smart, because this is before eBay and, you know, when stuff would get stolen at an auction.
Yeah.
So brilliant to do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I never understood it. I mean, who wants to wear a duck on their head?
Yeah. I mean, not for nothing, but you're in a duck outfit halfway through the concert to pee. What do you do?
That's tough.
Yep.
Squat.
Yeah. Make a pond.
Right.
And then Bozzy wanted me to bring this up, the Summers Live promo.
Oh, my goodness. This is bigger than the $25 ticket. Yes, I'm glad you brought it up, because actually Bozzy called me about a half hour ago reminding me of it, and I had already forgotten to mention it because of our anniversaries. And we have tons of tickets. The list is endless, to tell you the truth. And they're four packs, and they're $80. No ticket fees on top.
Wow.
No parking fees on top. No nothing on top. So you get four tickets for $80. Tons of Oakdale shows. Tons of Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater shows in Bridgeport, and whatever's left at Xfinity. We're sort of nearing the end of the season at Xfinity, but we have a lot of Xfinity shows on there, too.
Well, if you've been holding back because you already went to a couple shows, or you're just trying to save your money, here you go.
Boom.
Here you go.
Done.
Now you can do it.
Go for it.
Perfect.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.